Hey, what's up, Colts Nation? Josh Hudgens with the Common Colt Podcast. And the Indianapolis Colts have had an interesting offseason so far where they've done a good job of re-signing their own players, like Michael Pittman Jr. and Grover Stewart, for example. But they haven't done much in terms of adding players who are difference makers or guys who are anything besides role players. On top of that, I think they've let their weakest position group, you could say, get worse. And that's the secondary, especially when you think about Julian Blackman, who's still currently a free agent, and the cornerback situation is still very thin. Obviously, they just lost out on the Legarius Sneed sweepstakes. So while I don't think the Colts are having the worst offseason in the NFL, I do think that they need to do something to move the needle and actually get better. And obviously, Anthony Richardson's coming back. He's going to get healthy. He's going to be learning from Joe Flacco, in addition to what he's learned watching Gardner Minshew. So I think the Colts would get better even if they field the same team as last year, but you've got to add good players to get better. And to me, just two simple fixes the Colts can do to get this offseason fixed. Number one, you have to sign a safety before the draft. You cannot go into the NFL draft with the need at corner and safety. And it's not just a little need. Those are big needs. These are big needs. You either sign, the easy one is you sign Julian Blackman. He's been on the team for years. He knows the scheme. You know what you've got with Julian Blackman. So that's the easy one. But if for whatever reason he doesn't get signed by the Colts and he goes elsewhere, Justin Simmons is there for the signing. He's 30 years old. He made the Pro Bowl last year. I know he's not the same player that he was, but he's a veteran guy. He could still play at a high level, and it fills a major need. And you don't go into the draft with a corner and a safety being your top two issues. That's, again, your secondary is not great already. And then to have two big time positions missing would be awful. So you've got to sign a guy who can start before the draft. Secondly, in the draft, I think you have to double down. You have to address the secondary in the draft. I know some people are talking about getting Anthony Richardson help by drafting a receiver top 15. I don't think you do that. I think you have to go cornerback. And it's kind of sexy to take a receiver, but the truth is, in the modern NFL, in my opinion, wide receivers are kind of becoming like running backs in the sense that a lot of these kids growing up nowadays, they're playing a lot of 7-on-7s, they're playing a lot of flag football, they're doing a lot of stuff and getting a lot of work as receivers. And the receiver position is kind of becoming easier to play with how defenders aren't really allowed to hit them in certain position in certain situations. They're not allowed to do what they used to do to the Colts receivers that the Patriots used to do, where they grab them before 5 yards. And you see it all the time now. Mid-round wide receivers are still very talented. So to me, I think you can get away with taking a receiver in the second or third round if you want to go there. But I like drafting a cornerback. I like the kid from Alabama. I like Arnold. I'm not sure if he's going to be there at pick 15, but I think you've got to get a guy to go outside Julius Brents there because I know Flowers is coming back, but Kenny Moore, he's a good slot corner, but he's not getting any younger either. So I think you really have to address that cornerback position, and then you sign that safety, and that immediately, that's gonna take a lot of pressure off Colts Nation, who's upset that we missed out on the Sneed sweepstakes and we don't have anybody. From there, I do think you have to get Anthony Richardson some help because I'm not sold on Alec Pierce. I think Alec Pierce was open a couple times deep and Gardner Minshew didn't quite see him there. So I know there's some portion of the Colts Nation where they're saying, hey, Alec Pierce, he's pretty much just a bust. I'm not quite ready to go there yet, but I am concerned enough to say, hey, let's spend a second or third round draft pick on a wide receiver and just get Anthony that help, and preferably a burner, a speedster. I know Josh Downs does have some in-game speed, but he's still more of a quicker than he is fast kind of guy. Michael Pittman, not necessarily a burner either. So that's kind of what I'm thinking on how the Colts can kind of fix their offseason. It's simple. Sign a safety before the draft. Draft, I think you double down on that secondary. You draft a corner because if you go back and you look at the stats and if you look at the teams the Colts played last year, we really didn't play a Joe Burrow type of quarterback. CJ Stroud, probably the best quarterback we played last year. We didn't play Patrick Mahomes. Imagine if we played a Burrow. Imagine if we played a Mahomes. And you go back and you look, and there was times when we played the Bengals when we were getting dotted up by backup quarterbacks. So that's kind of how I feel about the Colts. The best way you can help Anthony Richardson isn't by always drafting a receiver. That sounds like you're helping him, but really take the pressure off the kid. Make him not have to score 30 points a game. Let the Colts be able to run the ball with Jonathan Taylor. Let him be able to take his checkdowns and not have to put up 30 points to win a game. I think that's going to help him more in the long run. Let me know what you think in the comments below. We're like 10 subscribers away from 2,000. So I hope everybody who's watching this video hit that subscribe button, get us to 2,000. And hey, I'm back on the optimistic train after my little emotional meltdown about the Snead trade from yesterday. But I appreciate you guys for watching this video. Thanks again, and go Colts.